Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition, and the second hour where we will still be focusing on the markets, but now paying a little bit more attention to the U.S. equity markets and some of the other major sectors that I think warrant some attention. I am kicking off the second hour with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago, and a cold Chicago from what I've been hearing, Dana. Let's talk about the U.S. equity markets and the little bit of a boost that they have gotten from more or less the Fed going on pause, and everybody keeps on quoting this Powell put that is now under the markets. Fact of the matter is, last time we chatted about 2 weeks ago, you were mentioning that these markets were getting to a level that you could start weaning down some of your long positions and potentially even put on some shorts. The market has continued to move higher. What do you think, Dana? Where do we stand now? Is now a good time to short?
I would say, yeah, 2 weeks ago when we talked, those levels, those were basically when we're in the market, in there buying basically pretty aggressively at the end of December, just before Christmas. We had laid out some of those targets at those levels that we hit about 2 weeks ago. And if you would have said what's on your wish list buying it in late December, I would have said right there around that 2640 or so on the S&P, I would have been ecstatic to get that out of the bounce, and we got that as of a couple weeks ago. So we started reducing exposure quite a bit then. If you had also asked me what's your best case scenario for stocks, I would have said reasonably up around 2712 to 2740 or so on the S&P. So basically we're hitting those levels right now. So I would say where we started reducing exposure on the long side a couple 2 weeks ago, continuing to remove exposure as this market continues to inch up. It has continued to its momentum move higher, but I don't think it's gotten it. The market hasn't moved beyond some of the constraints on the charts in terms of resistance and congestion and other challenges it needs to get through to be off to the races again, which we don't think it's going to. So we would continue to take off long exposure here into this move, and you can start adding selective shorts here. I think the breath is positive and momentum's positive, so that's going against you right now. But if you can pick your spots, you can start adding some surgical shorts, if you will. At least you have some good levels up here in terms of the 200-day average, the 61 retracement of the decline, and many tickers and many indices that could serve as a decent stop out level if prices do break up higher. If they do, at the same time, I don't think it's going to be a sustainable move, but you got to respect Mr. Market when he makes his move, and try not to get run over while you're waiting patiently maybe to re-engage on the short side, which we're thinking about doing.
So it still sounds very much like you're reading from this bearish playbook rather than a bullish playbook, that the bull market just went through a natural correction. That 20% decline now has you expecting at least still a continued rollover. But is it hard to short at these levels because of, as you said, some upward momentum, some upward breadth carrying it, and the fact that it's pretty much right in the middle of that now short to medium term range from that drop in October?
Yeah, playing the short side is always difficult, especially because the market generally more often than not is rising, especially over the last 10 years. So it's the margin of error is smaller when you're playing the short side. So you got to really pick your spots, especially if the breadth and momentum is basically heading up, is positive. You got to really pick your spots. But like you said, we are playing from the bear market playbook. We do think this is The odds are that this is a bear market bounce, as opposed to, you know, what we've seen in recent years. You know, sell off and then bat, boom, you're off to the races again pretty quickly. At the same time, it's made it's always a challenge, and this time it's made challenging by the fact that we've seen this breadth thrust to the upside, which has pretty consistently led to longer term gains. Not always, but pretty consistently. So you have that going for the bulls. We have a number of, again, like our breadth indicators that we look at have mostly turned positive. So you do have some positive factors contributing to this market. So like we spoke about earlier, I think it all comes down to whether this is still a bull market or whether this is the bear market has started this fall. Because from here, you're either off to the races again, like we've seen over the last couple of years, especially given these positive breath signals that we're getting, or we're going to roll over soon and likely move back and test those lows from December and maybe even go a little bit lower. And that would be obviously more indicative of a bear market. And we are in that latter camp, but you have to always keep your options open.
So how about volatility, especially judged by the VIX, which is sustaining a generally higher level, much higher than 2017 and still even higher than most of 2018. Are you paying close attention to the VIX, or at least understanding that this volatility, even if it is on some updates, is still pretty high for the markets, especially where we have been in the last couple of years?
Yeah, you're right. Considering the rally that stocks have had, its volatility across the board has, for the most part, remained pretty buoyant. We do look at the Fibonacci levels on volatility as well as stocks. So typically, if you see a volatility spike retrace and break below that 61 retracement of the spike pretty quickly, then that's a bullish sign for stocks. And when volatility comes in that much, it usually means stocks are probably back off to the races. We haven't necessarily seen that. We've seen the VIX try to break down below that 61 retracement. It's kind of sitting there, so there's no clear-cut signal in that regard. At the same time, if you look at the volatility indices on, say, the Russell 2000 small caps and the NASDAQ 100, those have also more clearly hung up and stayed up around that support level. So they have not broken down, which conversely, as you suggested, would be a better, more bullish sign for stocks if volatility was coming in more. But it is a good tip off that it's hanging up there. It's not deflating like we've seen in recent years. So I'd say that's a pretty adept observation by you, Corey.
So Dan, are there any other markets that are catching your eye right now, or is it quite frankly just a focus on what's going on in the U.S. equity markets because they have been the most exciting over the last couple weeks to months?
Well, our focus is generally on the equity market. That's where our core niches, but we track all of the markets on a daily basis, and for the most part, we don't see a ton of opportunity right now. You see, look at the dollar moving sideways, euro is moving sideways, precious metals are showing a nice little bounce here, so at least there's been action there. We think commodities have probably topped out and headed south, but they've basically been running in place here. And the bond market hasn't been doing much. We do think bond yields have broken their intermediate term uptrend and probably heading down in the near term, even though we think they're going up for many years or decades to come. But, in the last several weeks, they've been basically spinning their wheels. So I think we're getting to a point where things have moved and they're maybe in a transitional phase where they're about to head back the other way. So you typically or often see a little bit of a lull in terms of volatility or movement during such a transition phase. So we'll see if that's the case.
All right, Dana, always interesting comments, and I completely understand why the focus is right now on the U.S. equity markets. You are not alone in thinking that. However, there are some other markets that are starting to look more interesting, but I know from chatting with you, they're not quite there yet to get some more money flowing into them. Dana, thanks for kicking off the second hour, and I hope that you have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks, Corey.